Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations, galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at AutoTrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H 2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. It's Thursday. It's 4 o'clock, which means we're joined by Mike Mayock. You can hear Mike every week on the Believe in Eagles podcast with Lee Mayock. What's up, Mike? How you doing?
I'm doing great. How you guys doing?
What up, Mike?
Mike, do you know it's Ike's birthday?
Oh, man. Ike, is it really? Happy birthday, brother.
Yes, thank you, brother.
How old are you, man?
Too old, Mike. Too old.
No. Give me a number, brother.
52.
52 is nothing.
Yes.
Are you kidding me? You're a puppy.
Yeah. Look at how good he looks for 52.
I appreciate it. Man. I appreciate it.
So, Mike, I'm going to ask you the same question I asked Jordan Mailata to start. Same question I asked Shio Kapadia. Let's see what your answer is. If given what you are seeing with the Eagles right now, if I were to ask you, give me something that they are doing particularly well that gives me a little optimism moving forward, what would your answer be?
Oh boy, that's not a good question right now.
that is the same answer.
That's consensus answer right there. Yeah.
Even from Jordan. Yeah, that is a, because you know we've talked a little bit about how the league overall, it doesn't seem like there's a dominant team right now. But for most of the good teams, you can look around and say, "Oh, they're doing this well." The problem with the Eagles that we seem to be finding is that it's hard, you know, defensively or offensively, to say here is something that this team is about that they can sort of hang their hat on moving forward.
We talked several weeks ago when they were undefeated.
Yes,
about how I didn't feel like they had an identity offensively. Right. And I feel the same way now. And you know, they're 4-2 coming off a mini bye. And, you know, I saw a stat the other day, which was kind of frightening, which was they've been outgained every game this year.
Yep.
Which is only the sixth team in the last 85 years with a winning record that was outgained every game through six. And the other five have collectively zero playoff wins. So it's really not a good benchmark for where the Eagles are today. You know, I break down the film and I look at all that. Sometimes I feel like that's a little bit overwhelming to talk about, you know, particularly. And I'm getting frustrated because each week I'm seeing the same things. And to be really honest, I think – the most important thing to me is that you have to win up front on both sides of the line of scrimmage. And we spent a lot of time with Jalen and the wideouts and Saquon, and why aren't we running the ball? And at the end of the day, I keep coming back to this fact, and that is the Eagles, as much as I love Stout, and I think they will fix it, it is a process, but the Eagles' offensive line played significantly better last year than they have this year. And, you know, if you want to give them a little bit of a pass, you know, Toth is not a starting guard. Steen effectively is a first-year player. Juergens is a third-year player. So the interior line, that's not a lot of seasoning by NFL standards. And, again, to be honest, as much as I love the tackles and have more respect for those two tackles, maybe than I've watched all their games, But Mailata and Lane Johnson are not playing up to their standard either. And I think that's the beginning of everything on the offensive side of the line of scrimmage.
Well, and when you say an identity, because we talked on the day of the Giants game, and your what you wanted to see them do was, I don't care if it's we're not working, run the ball. And it's amazing, because the first couple of Saquon runs were great. And I said to myself, there it is.
Yeah, here we go.
There it is. And then all of a sudden it disappeared, and it has to be so difficult to establish an identity when you can't do the one thing that has been your identity in the entire, you know, I'm just saying, the entire Jalen Hurts and Nick Sirianni era, the running game has been the thing that they've been able to hang their hat on, and they're just, it doesn't seem like they're able to do it.
Yeah, and Saquon took himself out after that second run. Something happened to him. He was gesturing to his helmet or his eyes or something. And then he didn't come back in. Dylan, I think, went for minus two or three, and then they threw the ball and kicked the field goal.
Yeah.
But, you know, as bad as it all was at halftime, they threw the ball for, I don't know, plus close to 200 yards and had 17 points on the board. They're down three. They don't score another touchdown. They ran the ball three or four times in the second half for like 5 yards. And again, I don't understand who they are and what they're trying to do, but I do believe in the people in charge. That's what I hope for.
Yeah. We spent a lot of time talking about that offense and that offensive line, Mike. You know, one of the things that helped them be as good as they were last year and really stay committed to a running game, even when things weren't going well, is that their defense played so much better last year. It started up front for them. And this year, I just don't see where they're getting anything from this defensive line from a production standpoint. Other than Jordan Davis in those first few games, it just feels like we're not getting any big plays up front. And with Za'Darius Smith abruptly retiring, I mean, that just hurts the depth on this line, which it really couldn't afford to have.
Yeah, and I think you're getting to the heart of what dynamic, the term dynamic means on defense. It's usually generated by your defensive line, whether it's hitting the quarterback, pressuring the quarterback, getting him off the spot, sacking the quarterback. But it typically leads to dynamic plays for your defense. And the Eagles aren't getting that. They're not getting the turnovers. They're not getting the big plays on defense. You know, it's tough with you know, against the Giants, no Jalen Carter, no Nolan Smith. Quinyon Mitchell goes out early. That's okay. That's tough. I get it. But the dynamic plays are not there. You know, we talked about the two offensive tackles not playing to their standard. I mean, even Jalen Carter, when he's played this year, I don't think he's played to his standard. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we early in the year, Vic was talking about, how, you know, he was coming off some stuff in camp and they had to get him in shape. But he's playing over 90% of the snaps. And you know, the Eagles need more from him as far as dynamic plays are concerned. Because if they don't get it from him, I don't think they're going to get it from anybody until Nolan Smith comes back.
Former GM Mike Mayock, you've been around this business a long time, Mike. We get around this time of the year, you get close to the trade deadline, we're trying to figure out how do you improve the team. And I'm assuming from your viewpoint, you have to decide at some point, is the team worth the investment or reinvestment of going out and trying to acquire players via trade, giving up draft capital, what have you? Where you see the Eagles at right now, we're three or four weeks away from that trade deadline. You still feel like this is a team that you would be willing to invest in if there's a trade out there that could upgrade this roster somewhere, particularly on the defensive side of the ball?
Yeah, I do. It has to make sense, I think. Big picture, Ike, as far as what you're trying to do next year and the year after also, every once in a while you can just say, nah, forget it. I'm going to go get somebody. And if it's a one-year rental for 6 weeks, that's okay. Right.
Yep.
And that is okay. If you're in that position, I don't think the Eagles know or we know what position they're going to be in at the trade deadline. This season could go one of two ways. It could go the way of the 23 team. It could go the way of the 24 team.
Yeah.
And, And that's kind of scary. So I don't think all the pieces are in place yet for Howie. But the one thing I would tell you about Howie, because I know it personally, is he's making more phone calls, and I've told you guys this, than any GM in the league. And he's doing it now. And he's out there banging out there looking for those two positions. And if something makes sense, he'll pull the trigger.
Mike, one more, just to jump back to the offense for a second. There has been so much conversation on the air, online, with the players about the predictability issue, or if that is an issue on offense. Do you think that is something that is holding them back, in that they are doing the same things at the same times, or is it more that they're putting themselves in situations where that ends up being the case?
I think there's different definitions of predictability, and I'm gonna bring Ike in on this too, because Ike and I were both defensive players, okay?
Yep.
So I always used to think, what made me uncomfortable as a defensive player, or made our defense in general uncomfortable? And it typically was things that made you think more, okay?
Yeah.
For instance, motion, change of strength of the offense,
yeah,
resetting personnel. That's one way that you've got to think more. If you just line up in a static position offensively, we don't have to think on defense. We got our coverages and we're ready to roll. You change the strength, all the fits change in the run game, everything changes. That's point number one. Number two, an occasional gadget play. Like, you know, you can't just let the backside of the defense chase Saquon down every snap. And they have had an occasional gadget play, but you've got to have something that's a double pass, or the Nick Foles play in the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Or you've got to have something where the players kind of look forward to practice it, and at the right time, a good play caller can call it. And what's interesting is I watched the Minnesota tape last week, and they ran a gadget play for a touchdown, double pass, you know, from, I forget who it was, the wide out or the tight end threw it. I forget who it was. And you know, they also go no huddle, which that's the third thing, Ike, that I think makes which makes defenses get nervous.
Yes.
No huddle tempo. Uh-oh, what are we doing? Mm-hmm. Who's our personnel? Are we ready? Can we get set up and go? Mm-hmm. Even if the offense slows it down at the line of scrimmage, you still get the defense thinking more. So in my mind, these are simple things. You're not really changing much in the infrastructure of your offense. You can add some motion. You can add some movement. You can go up tempo. You can throw a gadget in there or two. You can mix up your personnel.
Yeah.
These are all things that keeps us as defensive players off the field, and I don't think they're major changes to what you want to do offensively. So, I totally
agree with you. It also puts a defense on his heels, so it makes us a little more hesitant versus we're playing downhill and we're playing fast. We have to, like you said, the thinking part of it as a defense, the less you have to think, the more instinctive and more reactive you can be as a player. The more you have to think, yeah, that's never good on the defensive side of the football. And that's why guys like McVay, Sean Payton, Kyle Shanahan, those guys are such great play designers, because they give you all of the pre-snap stuff to try to confuse a defense. And like you said, you can even mix up tempo. And that doesn't allow a defense to change personnel. It lessens communication, so it can cause confusion on the defensive side of the ball. And that's really what you want as an offense, is a blown coverage or a missed assignment that you can take advantage of. And that's what we're not doing as an offense, presenting it to defenses. We really are allowing defenses to really just play without really giving them a lot to think about.
That is so well said. And on top of all of that, you mentioned several guys. I would throw in Andy Reid.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about Coach. Yeah, for sure. Yep.
I'd throw in Andy. I'd throw in John Gruden. And the amazing thing is the common denominator from all those guys offensively is, even though they've got all the French pastry and it looks fancy, at its basic, it's just a basic offense.
Still the same.
With a core of plays. They don't have a lot of plays. They just do them really well.
Yep.
So Vikings on Sunday, what are we running into here? What do, aside from, you know, Justin Jefferson, obviously a great player, what do the Eagles have to worry about on both sides of the ball on Sunday in this game?
I think it's a really tough offense, a really tough challenge for the Eagles offense, because I've known Brian Flores for years. He's a Boston College guy, and he's like the king of simulated pressure.
Uh-oh.
So you're going to see 6, 7, 8 guys salivating at the line of scrimmage, and you have no idea which 4 or 5 are coming. They're number 2 in the NFL, both in pressure rate and blitz rate, which is one of the worst things the Eagles have done this year. They've allowed a 40% pressure rate this year. So their strength, the Vikings' defensive strength, is a Philadelphia weakness. They're number 2 in third downs allowed. They're only allowing 30%. I think the Eagles were 1 for 9 last week. So they're giving up 19 points a game, which is 4th or 5th best in the league. So defensively, they're really solid. They do things really well that will give the Eagles problems. The flip side of the ball, yeah, you're right. They've got really good wideouts. They got a good tight end in Hockenson. They run the ball well. Carson Wentz will probably get the start, I'm thinking, this week. And I think their head coach fits in with the other guys that Ike and I were talking about.
Kevin O'Connell, yeah.
Kevin O'Connell is one of the guys that really makes quarterbacks comfortable. And I'm talking about all year round and especially on Sundays. So he brings the best out in his quarterbacks. I think it's going to come down to some turnovers like usual. The Eagles were -2 in turnover differential. You know, the last 2 weeks, the Eagles have gotten beat the same way, basically. I mean, they've had 2 young quarterbacks not throw the ball, but run the ball, scramble really well, effectively against them. They've had 2 teams run the football right up their butt. You know, they've given up, you know, they've had 2 teams run it 30 and 39 times for over 4.5 yards a pop. So it sometimes, Spike, it gets frighteningly simple. You know, they got to stop the run. They can't let Jefferson go wild. And I think it's a tough matchup for their offense.
Well, great to hear. Great to hear. All right,
well,
Mike.
Hey, Spike, here's the last thing. Based on what I told you last Thursday,
yes, yes.
Be very optimistic, because I missed on everything.
Well, but I think everybody said the same thing.
Yeah.
Everybody said to themselves, well, how is this Giants offense with a rookie quarterback, with neighbors hurt, how are they going to score any points? And then 30 points later with Cam Scataboo, you know, running all over us. I don't think he's a good player, but I don't think anybody saw that coming.
Yep.
All right, Mike, thank you as always. We'll talk to you next week.
Appreciate it, brother.
Thanks.
There he is, Mike Mayock. That is the third person I've asked for one good thing that they're doing. who did they go, ooh.
Oh, man.
I don't know.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Skip the gym, not the workout. With Hydro, you get a full-body workout in just 20 minutes, hitting 86% of your muscles in one smooth, low-impact motion. And now there's a new Hydro Arc, Hydro's most advanced rower yet. Arc introduces Hydro Metrics, tracking your power, endurance, and precision every time you row, so you can actually see your progress. Go to Hydro.com and use code FIT to get $100 off any Hydro rower, including Arc. That's HYDROW.com, code FIT.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight? Aha! Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Ooh. Yeah, let me think about that.
Yeah.
One. Yeah.
That is a terrifying stat as well, that what do you say, 6 teams over the last 25 years have been outgained in every game and had a winning record, and the Eagles are the 6, and the other 5 have not won a playoff game.
And this isn't me, especially not me taking some damn victory lap or patting myself on the back, but we, through the first 4 weeks of the season, even when they were 4-0,
yes,
this is what we were talking about. Like, this was the concern when everybody was saying they're winning, be happy with the wins, this and that and the other. Now everybody's mad.
We did a show.
This is why we were doing that.
We did a show where I listed a bunch of stats and I said, what matters more, this or the fact that they're 4-0? And being 4-0 is important.
Yeah.
But as it turns out, when you look back now, maybe we weren't.
Even
good.
I, as a win is a win guy.
Yes, it's tough.
Still kind of new. Like, yeah, this ain't gonna last forever. Like, this is not a good trend.
When you're going 30th here, 27th there, 23rd
that's not
there.
A good trend.
Well, hopefully this the mini buy has. Hopefully, I don't know.
Did they all? Somebody did they light sage down there or something? Did they?
Take happy pills?
Yeah. Yes. Did we do something down there?
Hopefully. AJ looked like he was in a good mood in
go
the locker
bowling
room.
Together or
yeah.
something?
Oh, yeah. I'm sure they're all bowling.
I'm just saying.
Maybe they all took a trip to the Jordan store. Maybe Jalen got them a 15% off.
That thing. We know they didn't do.
Yeah, probably not.
Yeah,
probably
I didn't
not.
See anybody at that store. Now, any Eagle, that is.
Now, Mike Mayock is a prized guest of the WIP Afternoon Show, but that spot used to be held by a different Mike who left us midseason to go be general manager of the University of North Carolina football team. That is Mike Lombardi.
How's that working out?
Not going well. Pablo Torre, this is from Pablo Torre. He says, on tomorrow's Pablo Finds Out podcast, multiple sources tell me that UNC general manager Mike Lombardi left the team in August, 2 weeks before the season opener, to fundraise in Saudi Arabia. A lot more on the episode beyond that, more to come. So,
now maybe I'm not understanding this.
Yes.
Is he going over there asking for money? Is that what
he's
saying? Yes, okay.
For North Carolina.
For North Carolina, yes. The NIL, man. You got to start paying these players, man.
But... Now I know there's a lot of money over there, but
right, I'm with you. Yes,
like that is a it's a.
And how about our boy Pablo, man?
Oh, dude.
He can't stop.
I mean, my goodness.
Yes.
What is he trying to win?
Yeah, what's next that he's going to find out?
Yeah. What is next,
dude? I'm going to call him and I'm going to say, if you have something on me, can you at least do me the favor of letting me know?
Since we've seen him at the draft, I mean, my goodness, man, he's had at least four hard hitting stories.
And did you see the video of Mike Lombardi? He types everything on a typewriter.
Did you see that?
No.
Oh my God. There's a video.
Nauseating.
Oh, it must be from a.
He's still using a typewriter?
Because it makes him slow down and think, Ike.
Yeah.
So when he's
said all the great writers do it.
And he's, Hemingway, Mark Twain, Mike Lombardi.
Oh, you are. I'm surprised you had those first
dude,
two.
I almost got Hemingway mixed up with the World War II general from Britain.
We did that once before.
Yeah,
we did that once before.
Yeah.
It's
when he's sitting in the typewriter, he was like, good time to go to Saudi Arabia.
But the real question is he a finger guy?
Oh, he's got to be. My dad was.
He's a one-finger type.
I am too. That's why I'm asking. I'm definitely a finger guy.
Did you see the video that Chris Long unearthed of Howie?
No.
They showed Howie on the TV during the broadcast. He was typing real one fingery, and it was like that's not
on his phone.
Yeah,
yes,
that is not what I expected from Howie.
Yeah, his phone was on a counter, and he's doing this.
Yeah. This guy's a smart GM in football.
Yeah,
who an index finger?
Yeah,
I'm a big index finger guy. I can't even complain.
Mike Lombardi. Going to Saudi Arabia, type it on a typewriter. This guy, we would argue about the friggin' Sixers, and he would tell me, when we would debate, he'd say, look, I know, I work with Bill Belichick, in case you haven't heard of him. We know how an organization is run. You know, this is not how you run an organization.
You definitely use that. Even if he didn't say those exact words, that was always his tone.
Oh, at least you're not taking it personally.
Yeah, that was
so much. I know, because I worked with Bill Belichick. How's it going now, Mike? Are you better than Daryl Morey now because you know about culture? Because you went to Saudi Arabia to raise money for the North Carolina football team? Your head coach is looking to get bought out of his contract. His girlfriend runs the organization. And you're sitting in your office typing on a typewriter telling me that you know. Get out of here. Anyway.
I was going to say, was that pent up?
Well, it's just years of that from Mike. I know. I worked with Bill Belichick. You know what? Morey uses his thumbs. Morey types on a laptop, not a typewriter. What are you doing? Hemingway. Mark Twain. What are you talking about? All the great writers. You are not a great writer.
He did draft Ike, though.
So he did. Yeah.
Well, yeah, he was part of staff.
Thank you.
I don't even want him taking credit anymore. Yeah.
All right.
That actually might have been more personal than Jason Kelsey's speech.
This one?
Yeah.
Oh, dude.
Yeah, that was.
Well, because, you know, if I'm being honest, when Bill Belichick goes to North Carolina, I'm thinking to myself, oh, this is going to go great. Right. Lombardi set up. Yeah, right. I wish no ill will personally on Mike Lombardi.
But even though he left us in the middle of the season.
In the season.
Yes.
And still did Pat McAfee every week.
Every week?
Is you on Pat McAfee now, big guy?
I don't think so.
I don't think Pat wants him anymore.
And we did upgrade in mics. I want that made clear.
What's that?
We upgraded mics.
Much happier with Mayo.
Yes.
He doesn't brag to me. And he'll debate me one-on-one without saying, you know what I did? I ran a football team. He didn't even say that. He just goes back and forth. Whereas Lombardi, did you know that I...
Now I'm going to let you keep rolling, man.
No offense, Mike. I wish you the best. Maybe we'll be able to fit you in once in a while.
Yeah, when Bill retires then, what are you going to do? What are you going to do then?
Yeah. I'm waiting for the email, Mike. Waiting for the email. Oh, just wait if Embiid plays and he's good. I'm going to send you emails, Mike. Tell me about your organization now, buddy. Okay. All right. Got that out. All right. 215-592-9494. Dave Dombrowski spoke earlier. It has everybody up in arms. He did say something about Matt Strom that I found very, very, very hilarious. You know, he sort of, with Bryce, he questioned whether he could be elite again. The Matt Strom shot was just dead on. So we will play you that coming up next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data 1H 2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.